These are the last words of David, the oracle of David, son of Jesse, the oracle of the man raised on high, the one anointed by the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. His word was on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke. The Rock of Israel said to me, He who rules the people with justice, who rules in the fear of God, is like the light of the morning at sunrise of a cloudless dawn. The glistening after the rain on the sprouting grass of the earth. Is not my house right with God? For He has established with me an everlasting covenant, ordered and secured in every part. Will He not bring about my full salvation and my every desire? But the worthless are all like thorns raked aside, for they can never be gathered by hand. The man who touches them must be armed with iron, or with the shaft of a spear. The fire burns them to ashes in the place where they lie. These are the names of David's mighty men. Joshabashabeth, the Tashmanite, was chief of the three. He wielded his spear against 800 men, whom he killed at one time. Next in command was Eleazar, son of Dodo the Ahohite, as one of the three mighty men. He went with David to taunt the Philistines who had gathered for battle at Pasdamim. The men of Israel retreated, but Eleazar stood his ground and struck the Philistines until his hand grew weary and stuck to his sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day. Then the troops returned to him, but only to plunder the dead. And after him was Shammah, son of Ajay the Hararite. When the Philistines had banded together near a field full of lentils, Israel's troops fled from them. But Shammah took his stand in the middle of the field, defended it, and struck down the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. At harvest time, three of the 30 chief men went down to David at the cave of Adullam, while a company of Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. At that time, David was in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was at Bethlehem. David longed for water and said, Oh, that someone would get me a drink of water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem. So the three mighty men broke through the Philistine camp, drew water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem, and brought it back to David. But he refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out to the Lord, saying, Far be it from me, O Lord, to do this. Is this not the blood of the men who risked their lives? So he refused to drink it. Such were the exploits of the three mighty men. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab and son of Zeruiah, was chief of the three. And he lifted a spear against 300 men, killed them and won a name along with the three. Was he not more honored than the three? And he became their commander, even though he was not included among the three. And Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was a man of valor from Kabzeel, a man of many exploits.
He struck down two champions of Moab, and on a snowy day, he went down into a pit and killed a lion. He also killed an Egyptian, a huge man, although the Egyptian had a spear in his hand. Benaiah went against him with a club, snatched the spear from his hand, and killed the Egyptian with his own spear. These were the exploits of Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, who won a name alongside the three mighty men. He was most honored among the 30, but he did not become one of the three. And David appointed him over his guard. Now these were members of the 30: Asahel, the brother of Joab; Elhanan, son of Dodo of Bethlehem; Shammah, the Haridite; Elikah, the Haridite; Helas, the Paltite; Iris, son of Ikesh, the Tekoite; Abiezer, the Anathothite; Mibbanai, the Hushathite; Samu, the Ahohite; Maharai, the Netophathite; Helad, son of Bana, the Netophathite; Ittai, son of Ribai, from Gibeah, the Benjamites; Benaiah, the Pirathonite; Hiddai, from the brooks of Gash; Abi-Alban, the Abithite; Asmavith, the Barhumite; Eliyahu, the Shalbonite; the sons of Jashub, Jonathan; Samashaba, the Hararite; Ahiam, son of Sharar, the Hararite; Eliphelet, son of Ahaspai, the Maccathite; Eliam, son of Ahithophel, the Gilonite; Hezro, the Carmelite; Parai, the Arite; Egal, son of Nathan of Zobah; Bani, the Gadite; Zelek, the Ammonite; Mahara, the Berethite; the armor bearer of Job, son of Zeruiah; Ere, the Ithrite; Gered, the Githrite; and Uriah, the Hittite. There were 37 in all.